some meal preparation. Walking doesn't immediately seem to keep us with breathing, but essentially it's about keeping the body moving in this flowing way without tightening up, constricting. And so, and keeping the sense of the inner body, you know, which is where all the energy and the vitality and the stress and the ease, release from stress, occur within the inner body. So if you walk, if you're almost holding or cradling this inner quality, then when you come back to sitting, you can go back to breathing again. Actually, even when you're walking, if you find yourself getting speedy or distracted or not knowing what to do, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing here, try to come back to the feeling of the whole body, pause, stand still for a few moments, and see what's happening to your breath, your breath pattern. Is it getting fluttery? Is it losing its firmness and then returning? Take an out breath. Come back to that firming up in your lower belly. Wait for it to come in. Then move on the in-breath. Move as the in-breath comes into its fullness, then you start your walking again. When you come to the end of the path, if your path stops, stand still, breathing out as if you're breathing out down through the soles of your feet, through the under arch of the foot. So you breathe out down to the ground when you stand still. You can also, what's happening in the palms of your hands, these are the kind of open areas for energy, the soles of the feet, palms of the hands, the temples, forehead. So is any of that lost or disconnected or tightening up, coming to standing, breathing out through those places, breathing into those places, re-establish your balance, and then come back to walking again. So let's take a half an hour for this, and we'll reconvene one-ish.